who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It's a pledge to fulfill our duties and obligations as citizens of the United States and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. And last but not least, it's a pledge to maintain the four great freedoms cherished by all Americans. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty. Tonight, folks, I'm going to tell you about the trip that we made to Washington, D.C. to stand on the Capitol steps as a part of Project 93. It was both exhilarating and extremely disappointing. And I'm going to tell you why. You've heard the propaganda. Now, tonight, you'll hear the truth. And tomorrow night, you'll hear some interviews that I did on the Capitol steps with many of the people who attended, and you'll hear some of the talks that were given and some of the things that happened because I taped it, folks. And you will hear the truth, as always, on the hour of the time. We started out knowing that Wednesday, the 29th, we had to be on the Capitol steps. We started out Sunday morning. Driving, we drove for 3 days, and there's two reasons why we drive in my family, ladies and gentlemen. One is that if anyone should ever become so angry with me that they want to do me harm, I don't want to take a plane load of innocent people with me. The second reason is that we try as much as possible to let our little daughter Pooh see as much of this great nation as she can before it becomes impossible for her to do so. And that's not long in the future. Now, let me check and see what's happening here with the phone line, just in case we've got some news on this new birth. Hello.
Hi, I can't hear the show on the new frequency because there's another channel next to it. I don't know if I'll be able to hear you again. I was just curious how...
There's no other channel next to it. You've got a cheap radio. What you need is a PLL synthesized receiver with digital synthesized tuning. Shortwave radio is one medium, folks, where price really does count. You get what you pay for.
How did it go at Washington on the 29th?
Well, if you listen to the show, you'll be able to hear it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, folks, don't call in until I open the lines, please. It just disrupts the continuity of the show. The only reason I answered that call is I thought just on the chance that it might be Gene Miller announcing the birth of his new child. And I wanted to hear that. So, the birth must still be in process. Anyway, we try to let Pooh see as much as of this great nation as she possibly can. What we saw was not very good. Remember, we had the floods all along the Mississippi River Basin, the Missouri River, and that devastated hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres of crops. Down in the South, we've had nothing but drought, and we didn't even know that this was happening in the Middle West and along the North there. And what we saw were hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dead corn stalks without any corn in the fields dying, and many other crops. Apparently, they've had a drought throughout that section of the country also. Remember, I predicted as a result of these things, not even knowing about what we saw on this trip until we saw it with our own eyes, because we haven't heard about this on the news. probably the farming communities in those areas that are well aware of it, but we're not. And remember, I predicted that this is going to foretell higher food prices and also scarcity of some food items. Prepare for that. We are. We've got a surprise for you that I'll be announcing sometime later this week. We are going to become the distributors for, let me tell you about it when everything is firmed up. Anyway, you'll be able to buy food that you can store for a long period of time, right through the hour of the time. We've made a deal for the best food that is stored in cans and storage containers, the very best that money can buy at the cheapest prices. And we're going to be making that available to our listening audience and to CAGI members at a reduced rate on top of that. So you want to certainly listen for that announcement when we're ready. When we got to Washington, D.C., folks, it was late at night, and we stopped at the first hotel that we found and stayed there the whole time. Now, on the way, I've got to tell you something. These truckers are out of control, totally, totally, completely out of control, and somebody's going to have to do something about these guys before they kill a whole lot of people. Now, I'm not talking about all truckers at all. I would say about one-third of the truckers on the highway are doing in excess of 80-mile-an-hour speed. We clocked most of the ones who were speeding and driving extremely reckless at in excess of 80 miles an hour, sometimes 85, sometimes 90 miles an hour on the highway. Trucks were blocking both lanes of highways, not allowing any other traffic to pass. It's a real serious problem. One truck tried to run us off the road, and no, it wasn't because of what I do or who I am. He had no idea. It was because he was a total jerk, and that's what this guy did for kicks. Trucks came up to within 1 or 2 inches of our bumper when there was no place for us to go. I don't know what they thought we were going to do, go off a bridge into the ocean or into the a river or something. But we got to do something about this, and I'm going to get the ball rolling because there were several times on the highway that I felt my wife and daughter's lives were in jeopardy, as well as mine. And I'm not going to stand for that. If you're a trucker, you know, it would be in your best interest to get on the bandwagon and help stop these rogue elephants out there. They're going to kill a lot of people. There's no doubt about it. What I saw on the highways was murder waiting to happen. In Washington, D.C., we spent the night, got up the next morning. I wanted to be the first one on the Capitol steps, and it was supposed to be the east steps of the Capitol building where D.B. Kidd had obtained the permit to hold the rally for Project 93. And we found out we were quite a ways from the Capitol building, so it took us a long time to drive down there. We got there at about 8:30, pulled up to the east steps of the Capitol building. Capitol Police met us there. We showed our press credentials and identified ourselves, and they were very helpful and very friendly. And they told us where we could go to park and everything. But they told us that there would be no demonstration on the east steps of the Capitol, and that's where D.B. Kidd had told us all to meet, and indeed where the permit had been arranged for the meeting to take place. So we went and parked, and since he told us there wasn't going to be anything on the east steps, we went around to the west steps, and I was shocked. There were about maybe, 200 people there when we first arrived, and quickly increased to about 500 within the next 30 or 40 minutes, I would say. But there were all the tables of the Liberty Lobby everywhere. Liberty Lobby this, Liberty Lobby that. The spotlight was being passed out. There were some pretty shady characters standing around eyeing everybody and photographing and videotaping everybody. Some of them were people just like us who were there for Project 93. And some of them, we don't know who they were, but they certainly were not with us. And I mean with anybody there who was a part of the demonstration. We found out that unbeknownst to us, and probably unbeknownst to GV Kid, the Liberty Lobby had planned a demonstration for the same day on the west steps of the Capitol building to protest NAFTA. NAFTA. Not anything to do with Project 93. Their whole thing was NAFTA and something else. I forgot what it was. And they were all set up to do that. And I don't know what happened with the Capitol Police, but they were steering everybody from the east steps where Project 93 was supposed to meet over to the west steps where this Liberty Lobby NAFTA demonstration was happening. And what happened, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what I've been warning you about for a long, long time. Project 93 was relegated completely to the background, completely gone. Everybody up there was talking about NAFTA, was talking about Liberty Lobby, was talking about the spotlight, was talking about Radio Free America, and indeed Tom Valentine was the master of ceremonies. They brought in a freshman congressman to talk about NAFTA, and by that time, the people who had come for Project 93, which was specifically to demonstrate against the unconstitutional Federal Reserve banking system and the criminal unconstitutional Internal Revenue Service, began yelling, "What about the Fed? What about the Fed?" You're going to hear all this on tape tomorrow night, folks. And the result was that they booed this congressman right off the stage. He said he didn't know anything about the Fed. My obvious question is, if you don't know anything about the Fed, what in the hell are you doing in Washington, you jerk? I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. I did say something like that into the microphone as I was taping his talk and the crowd's reaction, at which time Tom Valentine got up and told them that they were out of line and that NAFTA was more important than the Fed, and it was completely sabotaged. See, folks, this is what I'm trying to tell you about, the Hegelian dialectic of political conflict resolution. They just came in and took over. The Freemasons took over Project 93. Poor DB Kid was running around trying to do her best. She gave a short talk in the beginning at 9 o'clock. And then she gave a little longer talk at the end. And that was it for Project 93. Good news, we had 1,700,000 signatures on the petitions to abolish the unconstitutional Federal Reserve System and the criminal and unconstitutional Internal Revenue Collection Service for the Federal Reserve. 1,700,000 signatures, and the Speaker of the House did grant DB Kid an audience at 3 o'clock. I don't know what the outcome was because I began to get really seriously sunburned and had to leave. I forgot to take a hat, and that was not very smart of me, so I really have no excuse. But I had to leave before DV came back, so I don't know what the outcome of her meeting with the Speaker of the House was, but we will find out. We will get her on this program and talk about it. A lot of people went over and talked to their congressmen or women and their senators when they could find them. A lot of committees were in session. Some of them, knowing that the demonstration was taking place, I'm sure, managed to be somewhere else. Yeah, but some people did get to talk to their congressmen and congresswomen and their senators. Some of those conversations were quite interesting. I interviewed an awful lot of the people who were there, and their comments are extremely revealing, interesting. Some people actually gave up their homes and their jobs to be there, putting the rest of you who call yourselves patriots, who profess that your country is important to you, who didn't show up. And around the country, there were some demonstrations at federal courthouses and Federal Reserve banks. But from what I've heard, there were only a couple that had a real good turnout. One was in Dallas, Texas, and the other one, I can't remember off the top of my head. But some of you did go and protest in your own hometown when you couldn't make it. I know one couple started out, in fact, a whole carload of people started out from Florida, and their car blew an engine in Georgia, and they weren't able to make it. And some people from Miami had to drive all the way up there to take them back home. I've got to tell you, folks, a lot of people made some big, heavy sacrifices to be there. All in all, there were about 1,000 people, at the most, 1,500, no more than that. out of a nation of 250 million people. I'm telling you right now, there is no real patriot movement. What patriot movement showed up was sabotage on scene by the Liberty Lobby. And you ain't going to affect no change. You understand what I'm saying out there? You're not going to change anything. You're not going to stop anything. No, if that's all you can muster in Washington, D.C., you're not going to change a thing. You're not going to stop anything. You're not going to muster a militia to fight the New World Order. You're not going to do anything. You're all talk and no action. All talk, no action. There was no excuse for not being there. I couldn't afford the trip. Couldn't afford it. But I had to go, you see, because I had to set an example for the rest of you. There was a young couple that showed up who sold their house, sold everything they owned, bought a van, trusted to God to find work on the East Coast, and went to Washington, D.C. just to be there. Just to be there for Project 93. I'm very upset with an awful lot of you, and I'm extremely proud with some of you. Extremely proud of those who showed up, who gave their all, who made the sacrifice, who lost the money, who lost the time, who took a week off from work without pay, without vacation time. Young people, old people. Wonderful. Wonderful little woman from New Jersey was there. She came because she said she had to come. She had to be there, she said. Four young men from California in their early 20s, like 22, I think, 22, 21, 23, were there. Took off the job. Oh, America, where have you gone? How can I find you? How can I bring you back? What am I going to do with you, sheeple? I don't want to hear any more crying from anybody. You're going to get exactly what you deserve, whether you like it or not. You can't do what's required. You can't make the proper sacrifice. You see, everywhere I go in this country, the first thing out of anybody's mouth is, how can I protect my assets? How can I work this New World Order to my advantage? What investments should I make to make a killing when all this happens? Oh, no, I can't afford to take off 2 days of work. Well, this trip cost me a little over $1,000, folks, that I don't have. That I don't have. And I'm not crying about it. I'm just letting you know that your puny little 2 or 3 days' pay is no excuse, especially for those of you who lived close enough to Washington, D.C., to get there and go back within a 24-hour period. Doesn't cut it with me. Doesn't cut it. I'm going to open the phones and we're going to talk about this now. I don't want to hear any crying. I don't want to hear any excuses, because there is no excuse to me that's good enough unless you are sick, in bed, or dying. That's it. 602-333-2174 is the number. Let's talk about Project 93. What happened in Washington, D.C. 602-333-2174. You're on the air.
Phil.
Yes.
How are you? I just want to congratulate you on what you did.
You need to turn your radio off, my friend.
And, I had hoped that more people would have come. I didn't. I'm not making any excuses for myself, but I wish that things had worked out to your advantage and to everyone's advantage by showing up.
No, not to my advantage. It's to our advantage, to the advantage of the nation, to try to save this country. I mean, if that's all we can muster in Washington, D.C., for something as important as that, we're not going to save this country. Everybody's masturbating. Feels great, but it's non-productive as hell.
And I can understand how the Tom Valentine and his crew... railroaded the whole thing, you know, but
I hope that at some point, sometime, somewhere, it'll happen again, only this time there'll be a better turnout.
Well, you've already heard Tom Valentine on Radio Free America. He's already taken it over from 1994. They not only sabotaged it this year, but they've now taken it over for 1994 so that it can't be done properly.
You know, maybe everybody in their individual states, maybe you can take the time once a week or on a weekend to make a poster and stand in front of their federal buildings there and make a stink that way. Maybe everybody in the entire country can do that once a week and do it continuously in their own hometown. It shouldn't be too much effort or too difficult for someone to do, but let's see if that can work.
Well, we're working on a few things here. I'm going to tell you what, folks. All of you out there don't know it yet, but you, the listeners of the Hour of the Time, are going to purchase, buy a major motion picture studio and a major newspaper in this country. You don't know it yet, but you're going to do it.
We have to go big time mainstream.
You better believe it.
And that's the only way that everybody's going to get the message. I myself make copies. I buy my own cassettes at my own expense. I take extra time and money, and friends of mine do, and we make copies of your show. And the important, very, very, very important stuff, the really good stuff, like DB Kit stuff, Federal Reserve stuff that you've talked about all the time, I make 10, 20 copies a week, and I hand them out to friends, and I wake people up that way. I do it over and over and over again, and I make copies of the old shows. I go through all the tapes, and I keep going through it over and over again, and I'm trying to get the message out that way, so I'm trying to do my bit, and I hope I'm somewhat of help. But the reaction is that when the people get back to me, the reaction is that they never knew this before. Their eyes are, you know, but they're distracted. They're distracted by, you know, their jobs or the food that they eat and the times, you know. They're not really that. Some of them aren't really that interested, but some of them are really, really genuinely astounded.
Yeah, you know what I've discovered in my life? Real adult life is no different than high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different at all. People out here are concerned with the same things that high school kids are concerned with in high school.
Yeah, it's the acquisition of money, sex.
You got it. Fancy car.
Television, clothes.
Yeah.
And the government knows this. This is why they pump the MTV and they pump the shit that's on TV. And this is why that they continue to distract us to keep us blinded from the truth.
That's correct.
To keep us submerged. And as long as we enjoy the distraction, we'll never get safe. We'll never get off the treadmill here.
Sure.
Well,
yeah.
Good luck, Bill, and God bless you and your family.
Thank you, and thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
One of the things that didn't help, folks, is the media did not cover the event at all. Maybe there might have been a lot more people there if it had been covered by the mainstream media. Most people in this country didn't even know that it was going to take place. But once it took place, I don't blame the media for not covering it. Nothing happened. It was a non-event, folks. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill.
Yo.
Reading Anatoly Golitsyn's book, New Lies for Old,
He
says that that one of the techniques for finding out who the dissidents are going to be is organized projects like this to get the pictures and names of people who are patriots in this instance, and then so you can intern them later on.
You guys got to forget about this stuff. It's time to fight. We're in a war. We're being destroyed. It's time to stand up and fight. It's not time to worry about whose list you're on or anything like that.
I agree with you, but I think that what you made a statement, this is true. You said there ain't no patriot movement. If that's all you can muster. We had that many or more down here in Dallas, and all they did was hold signs up and get their pictures taken, and they got no press coverage. They had everybody down there getting filmed, and they had no press coverage.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are no patriot movement.
Yeah, well, one reason you didn't get press coverage is the people who are orchestrating the overthrow of this government, this constitutional republic, are the people who own the media.
I understand that.
Any reporter or any editor or anybody, any station in a network affiliate who would have aired the story would have been fired. They all know that. That's why they didn't do it.
Amen to that. Well, I just wanted to check in with you and tell you that I think you're about the only guy I've ever heard on the radio who even comes close to naming out who we really have to be opposed to. The next level above you is Satan himself, but at least you're hitting in the ballpark, so keep up the good work.
Well, I'm doing my best, and I know I'm going to be wrong sometimes, but if I'm just right 80% of the time, then we're doing good here. And the number is 602-333-2174. You're on the air.
Hey, I can't believe it. I just wanted to say, you said we're at war, and I agree with you. You know, the war is, we're at war with Satan. And the thing about Hillary and Billary's new health care is, what's happening is the war is about your soul. And they're going to get your soul if you accept the card, and then they inject the little info pet into your right hand or your forehead.
I got news for you. If you believe in the dogma that's being preached by all these things that call themselves Christian churches that profess to be teaching what Christ taught, he's got you.
Well, I don't believe it. I just believe the Bible, and I believe reality.
Good for you.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for calling. 602-333-2174. Folks, if you think that you're going to get out of what's coming because you're going to be raptured, or you think you're going to get out of what's coming and it's not going to bother you because you're going to be saved by the benevolent space brothers or any of those scams, then you're a sicko and you're going to suffer terribly with the rest of us. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Myself and several people from our local discussion group were down there in Washington. I missed you. You showed up, I guess, well, when you were sitting on the steps with your wife and kids. It were about 20 after 2.
I was there at 9 o'clock, my friend.
Well, must have missed you because we were there about 6:15, but what we did get to see was some interesting sights. We talked to the people that set up the soundstage that came up from Baltimore. And one of the things that was interesting was not only did the sound people know, but the Capitol Police also knew that the total crowd expected for that day would be 300 to 4,000, and the permit was pulled out by Liberty Lobby for 4,000.
Hmm.
Now, my question is, what kind of knowledge did they have in advance that our group did not have, that a total of no more than 4,000 Americans from 50 states of 250 million people would bother showing up?
I don't know, but I thought it was real funny that DV Kid had a permit for the east steps of the Capitol, and the Capitol of the police were steering everybody over to the Liberty Lobby.
I have a couple of taped interviews I'll pass on to you if you're interested on videotape of people that were with Ms. Kid regarding the shenanigans that was pulled on them by Liberty Lobby, and also some of DD Kitt's comments regarding Chuck Carter and his unwillingness to cooperate in advertising the upcoming event.
Oh, it wasn't just Chuck Carter. Bobo Gritz panned it. In fact, he advised his people not to go because DD Kitt wasn't a good leader. I could go right down the list, and all of them on the list are Freemasons or Socialists, one of the two. And if they're one of the two, they're usually the other.
As far as being concerned, there were several people there taking pictures, and some people working the crowd asking such questions, are you interested in bumper stickers to impeach Mr. Clinton? And it was interesting, some of these people had clothes that were right off the rack that had never been worn before, trying to look like they fit in with the crowd. Most of the people who were down there were just average Americans wearing the best clothes they had, which were not the best to be seen, and they were just average folks, as you were saying, and it certainly wasn't a misnomer of the overall crowd that showed up. They were just patriotic people that genuinely cared, but the entire incident was overwhelmed by Liberty Lobby, and it was put on as a Liberty Lobby show, so if anyone was there, it was certainly their interests were lost in that type of display.
That's right, and Liberty Lobby sure didn't want any talk going on about the Fed. They wanted NAFTA discussed.
I understand the young lady who acts as a spokesperson for Liberty Lobby, the one with the dark hair that stood up early in the morning, she was there around 9:30. If you were there at 9, you probably saw her. Her name's on the tape, and I can't recall it. She was a former girlfriend of David Duke, so it's kind of interesting how these people are all tied in with one another.
I told you, it's the old Nazi party.
Yeah,
the Liberty Lobby is the non-hobby section of the Nazi party in America. They used to be called the German Bund. Then they were I forget what they were, but they had Father Coughlin was on Radio Free America, and Father Coughlin was preaching Nazism to the world and racism and white supremacism and Willis Cardo, who heads the Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight, was the head of the Nazi Party as late as 1968. We have a videotape of him as a guest on the Joe Pyne Show in Los Angeles as the head of the Nazi Party.
There you go.
How's that?
I'd say your intelligence work overall is right there. I think most of the people that have been contributing to your movement certainly have the right idea. We're doing a great deal of research ourselves right now on...
Well, see, we don't make it political. I don't make my people take oaths. We don't have political rallies. We're not a political organization. CAGI is an information-gathering organization only, and that's what makes it successful.
Well, I do have your tapes from when you were down in Atlanta, and also I've read your book. And I found most of your information overwhelming. It patterned much of the information I had been reviewing over the years. The insight into pyramids has opened up a whole new... I'm fascinated right now with the variations that are going on. They're appearing absolutely everywhere, as you predicted over a year ago with absolute accuracy. There are solid pyramids coming in four colors, pink, yellow, blue and green, possibly representing the four elements of the earth. These people are into so much Wicca, it's beyond comprehension.
Yep, it is the old pagan gods are returning to the earth to rule.
I don't want to take too much of your time. I know there's a lot of folks around the country I'm sure want to get in. I just wanted to pass on a couple of comments. I've been listening to the show for a year and a half now, and was anxious to comment on what I did not see down there, and I was a little disappointed in America that less than, we estimated 800 people to maybe 1,200 people were present. It was very disappointing. That.
Well, your estimate's right on.
That was our guesstimate of what we felt was there, but I was fascinated that the advanced intelligence was no more than 4,000 would show up, so I'd like to know where that figure came from. It looks to me like somebody did some pretty good telephone homework.
Well, not only that, but somebody was spreading rumors throughout the Patriot community and throughout all the organizations that...
There was going to be a bombing.
There was going to be a bombing, and don't go, because if you go, there's going to be an incident, and you're going to get arrested, and they're going to charge all the Patriots with trying to overthrow the government. These people, if you guys have been listening to this program, you should know how they work, and you should know by now not to listen to these creeps. And we had CAGI members in the crowd. I taught them how. I taught these people how to do the handshake of the Master Mason. And they went through the crowd, and we identified most of the Freemasons who were there. And some of them were in these suits with the cameras, and some of them were up at the microphone.
But just one quick point. There was some fellows working in the crowd down there that were passing out the new $20 and $10 bills, and across the country interview that have series 1990 and older. If you look on the left-hand side of the front of the bill, you'll notice that there's a strip running through it, and if you carefully take a pair of tweezers and you cut away at the top part of the bill, you can remove this plastic strip that runs through the dollar bill. It's interwoven in there. We're not certain what it actually means, but it's definitely in there. And we're suggesting that if they're piled enough of them high, that you can pick them up with a metal detector.
Huh. Well, be very careful that you don't get caught removing them, because I just got a sneaky suspicion that that's going to be something that will get you in court.
Well, they are in any $10 and $20, and I guess $50 and $100s, but I know we saw them in $10 and $20, 1990 series and older, and I've personally seen the little thin strip that runs through the left-hand side of the front of the bill.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And well, Bill, it's been a pleasure, and I'm going to continue listening.
Thank you for calling, my friend.
Taking the call.
Good night. 602-333-2174. All in all, folks, I really enjoyed the trip, except for the time that I was there on the Capitol steps. I did enjoy talking to the people there. I did enjoy some of the intelligence work that we did there. I'll tell you, some of the CAGI members that we have are just outstanding. And there's nothing that they won't do to try to help this country and identify the enemy or anything else that they're called upon to do. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Terry from Atlanta calling.
Hi, Perry.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, I'm wondering if the people in your listening audience are willing to look at a bigger picture here. And I'm thinking particularly the night or the day of Project 93, I scouted all the, news programs and that, looking for some kind of coverage, which, of course, wasn't there.
Wasn't it? Wasn't even any in Washington, D.C.
Well, but But what I did see was very enlightening, and I think you'll agree with me. What I did was I jotted down the major stories of the day. And my take is, and I know you're not going to like it, but I'm going to say it anyway. My take is that this thing, whole thing is way, way bigger than any of us can think or say, and it's so far gone that I just don't believe that there's anything that the small numbers we're talking about can do.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's nothing that small numbers can ever do. And that's why that was such a sad thing to see in Washington, D.C. It just means that there is really no patriot movement. There is really no great number of people out here that want to affect the change or make the sacrifice to do it.
Regional organization and getting together, I mean, you know, in close quarters. Because, for instance, the story on the NBC News with Tom Brokaw about counterfeit $100 bills. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they've been doing that.
The United States by Syria, uh-huh. Who used them to pay for their arms.
Sure.
There's a slight imperfection in the letter L, but other than that, the Treasury Department says they're a perfect make. And, of course, the government, the story was the government's worried about inflation, you know. But, you know, is this just a setup for a new currency or no cash?
Absolutely.
Are they feeding that line? Story number two, the Washington, D.C. has had a horrendous crime rate and a real surge in their robberies and murders in the last 3 weeks. And the mayor of the city wants to call in the National Guard. Well, that sounds like a big story to me, too, especially if you put it up with...
Well, not only is it a big story, but it's a lie. I mean, they do want to call out the National Guard, but it's based upon a lie.
Right.
You see, I was there in Washington, D.C. I went all over the city,
uh-huh.
And to tell you the truth, to find out how bad this was,
uh-huh.
We stayed right in the middle of what they call the worst part of town,
uh-huh.
In a black hotel. And you know what?
Was it the district that he visited when he was a candidate?
Yes.
Big deal on it?
That's right. And everybody was nice to us. We ate in a restaurant. We had wonderful food. We walked across the street to the Pizza Hut. Nobody bothered us. There was no crime. We didn't hear any screams in the night. We never heard a siren once while we were in Washington, D.C. Not even one siren.
Number three, Clinton proposes joint federal industrial cooperation with Detroit automakers to boost sagging mileage figures on new cars. This is fascism.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And at the same time that they're working on the mileage, maybe they'd be able to get that tracker in the car.
They've already got it, my friend.
Right?
I use a radar detector when I travel, and every time we passed one of the new trucks, the big 18-wheeler trucks, it would set off the radar detector, and that's the new vehicle identification system, which broadcasts its information on a microwave beam as it passes these stations along the highway. They get the serial number of the truck, who owns it, who's driving it, what's it carrying, and everything.
Number four, unrest in Russia. Another passionless, unplanned coup.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's been updated in the last couple of weeks, but what's going on? You know, we're backing this supposedly democracy.
Not only that, but we're accepting unconstitutional action by the leader of the Soviet Union, which sets the stage for the same thing to happen anywhere else.
If it's okay for him, why isn't it okay for Bill?
That's right.
Results of the Denny trial, that's coming up. Delayed reverse jailing of LAPD officers to stir up the stew a little bit.
Yep.
It was just a real wild night for news. Then there was Hillary Clinton wows Congress with her health plan with a smart card, you know.
Yeah, she just bowled over the Republicans, didn't she? They just fell in love with her.
The whole night's news was, you know, anyone like you and I that was in Washington, D.C. not getting noticed, the whole rest of the company was being snowed on every front. And you're talking 94, 95, 96.
Yeah.
This stuff is coming at us like a hardball.
Well, I told you it was escalating, and I told you that they'd stepped it up, and I told you that if we showed up in Washington with low numbers, that it would escalate even more. The New World Order will come faster now, folks, much faster. I can guarantee you that.
I think, Bill, that they really get their directives more from national election. This Project 93 is much too small for them to you know, there's just no way.
Yeah, but it didn't have to be small. It could have been 3 million people showed up there, but they didn't.
Maybe if we were on the mainstream television and radio networks, there's just no way to stir up the kind of crowd that's going to make a dent with these people that have all everything going for them.
Well, supposedly, this broadcast and Radio Free America and Chuck Carter and several others are talking directly to the patriot movement in this country, and they don't traditionally listen to mainstream. So if anybody was going to go, it should have been the listeners to this program, Radio Free America, Chuck Carter, and the other, Tom Donahue, and the others who they listen to, believing that they're patriots.
But see, this is the thing where I have to break off, because think of all the people you just named and all the different things that they represent.
Well, I don't know what they represent.
You went there and you got hoodwinked. You didn't even get to do what you went to do.
That's correct.
And if a person like myself could see that coming, I mean, it's not like...
Well, let me tell you...
I don't have legs. I wouldn't have gone anywhere.
Number one, well... You're talking to the wrong guy, man. I only got one leg.
Oh, no, that's not I'm going through it right now. It was a nerve thing, and then I'm losing the use of my legs. Yeah. And so this is how I found the hobby of the radio, and it's excellent, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be involved in some things in the area here. That's what I'm looking forward to. But I really think it's time for a more of a local cooperation.
Mm.
And if we can synchronize with a national radio network, that's great. But I really think the federal angle is kind of kaput. I really think.
Well, after this, you're right. And I told you beforehand that if this happened, that's the way it would be.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned.
I agree on just about everything except that I would have told you the same thing before this.
Well, I can't go on that. I'm not a defeatist. See, I have to fight the battle, and I have to fight the battle until I'm dead. I'm not a defeatist. What I heard was DB Kid had a permit to hold a rally on the east steps of the Capitol, and I heard from all over this country, people were calling me and faxing me, telling me they were coming. If the number of people who said they were coming showed up, we would have had close to 1 million people there in Washington, D.C. Now, why they changed their minds and didn't go, or why they lied in the first place and said they were going when they knew that they really wouldn't, I don't know.
That could have been part of it.
But I also know that Tom Valentine was lying to the world, telling the world that he was gone for Project 93. He did not tell the world that the Liberty Lobby had a permit to hold a demonstration for NAFTA on the west steps of the Capitol building. Did he?
No.
Well, I hope this wakes up a lot of people out there who thinks Bill Cooper's full of crap. They're going to learn that I'm probably the only one out here who's leveling with you. And I'm the only one out here who tells you point blank, don't believe what you hear on this show or on any other show.
I'm afraid that's why that you're hurting and you have to take some crap for it, too, though. That's too bad.
Well, that's the way they all keep fighting the battle until I go down, because that's the only way to live is fight the good fight.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for your call. You had some very good things to say, and I enjoyed talking to you.
Good night, Tom.
All right. Folks, if you haven't called Swiss America Trading lately, or if you haven't called at all, it's time to do it. Gene Miller has put a lot of his time into helping the listeners of the hour of the time. And everybody who's written me a letter who said that they had called and dealt with Swiss America Trading and have invested in some precious metals through Swiss America Trading is told me that they're extremely, extremely happy with the people and with their investments, with the service they got, and with everything, that every interface that they've had with Swiss America Trading. And the reason that I took these people as a sponsor for this program was to make sure that we got the very best that we could get. A lot of other people wanted to sponsor this show, including some of the people who are sponsoring some of the other shows, but after doing a little investigation, we decided we can't go with those people. See, I have to believe in whoever is sponsoring and backing this show, because they become a part of me and I become a part of them. Whether we want to or not, we then become related. So whatever they do is a reflection upon me. Whatever I do is a reflection upon them. And that's the way it goes. Swiss America Trading has been threatened over and over and over again, repeatedly, for sponsoring this program. They've never wavered once. When WWCR was burned to the ground, they didn't waver. They stuck with this show because they believe that what I'm doing is right. They believe in my message. Now, they don't agree with every single thing that I say, any more than any one of you out there agrees with every single thing that I say. That's the way of the world. And that's just reality. But they believe in the overall message. They believe in what I'm trying to do. You see, I'm not trying to shove anything down anybody's throat. I'm trying to present you with information. I'm trying to shock you. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to get you to realize that a lot of the people that you think are leading you and telling you the truth aren't at all. I'm trying to instill in you the concept and the realization that you don't need some knight on a white horse in shining armor to come and save you. You don't need to wait for somebody else to tell you the truth. You can find the truth yourself. And this show is just here to help you do that. Because I know that if we can all just get into that mode of operation, if the truth is really the truth, sooner or later we're all going to arrive at the same realizations and we can save freedom. It requires large numbers of people to be awakened. It requires people like Swiss America Trading. It requires people like you who are willing to listen and investigate and research and discover the truth. And you also have to understand that what we're facing is not going to be fun, and it involves a total restructuring of the economic system of the world, during which time they're going to try to eliminate the middle class, which means economic collapse. So call Swiss America Trading right now, 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646, ask for Gene Miller. Now remember, he's at the hospital right now, taking care of his wife and his new child that's being born. We hope everything goes okay and there's no problems, and hope to hear from him tomorrow night. But he'll be in the office tomorrow, and he will return your call, and he will give you his utmost 100% attention. And folks, if anything ever goes wrong, just call me. I'll call Craig Smith, and he'll straighten it out just like that. I guarantee it. 1-800-289-2646. Now we've got someone on the line here, I believe.
Yes.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. My name is Pete. I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hello, Pete.
First off, congratulations to Gene Miller and his family there on the newborn. Don't really know where to start. Did make the trip down there. A friend and I hooked up down there. I had to take my daughter to North Carolina. The man upstairs apparently had planned this thing perfectly for me. She came up to visit. Had car trouble. I ended up taking her down and drove back up. I was a little disappointed. My friend is a little more involved with your show. He's taped just about all of your tapes, just about every show. He's been catching me up to date, and we've been doing a lot of research, and I believe in your message. I was a little disappointed in the crowd. We kind of looked for you, and now I know you were there. You were saying, I don't think he was there. I think he was disappointed, and I think he left. But
No, I was there.
We have pictures that we had taken while you were there, so I'm sure when they're developed, we'll get to see them. But
I'm the guy with the tape recorder hanging around.
That's what he said. He said there was a guy taking the tape, and he said, I'm not sure if he was a CIA guy or what he was. I don't, you know, but
no, that was me.
That's what I told him when I just made the telephone call. But we really got a lot of work to do. I know that. I don't want to take much of the time because I know other folks are trying to call in.
Yeah, we don't have too much. Don't have too much time left.
Yeah, I'm behind. It's the only time I ever protested in my life. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I missed that protest because I was there live. But this one I wanted to go for and made the trip. Like you say, we went in on fumes. Also, as a lot of folks that made the trip must have, and we trying to determine why there is such a short.
Don't bother. Don't bother even trying to determine.
Well, we searched and searched, and figuring the middle of the week, people having to come from all over, you know, the hard economic times, had to be some kind of a reason. But like your sheeple idea, that's what we've got out there is a gang of them. And
that's right, and they can give all their excuses to all those guys who froze their feet off and had to amputate their feet at Valley Forge.
Yeah. We just have to do a lot more. I sent my little pink petition. petition in to DV Kit. As soon as I got back to Rhode Island, I didn't do it from Washington, but I did it from up here. She'll get it. She's already got it, I'm sure. Just keep up the good work, because somebody's got to do it. I'm glad you're carrying the ball, because you're a leader, and we just have to do more. My opinion, I'm in public relations, and I do, you know, I'd like to get involved in another way of getting the message out. I don't know exactly how, but I'm going to write a letter to you and try to get involved. I just think we have to get the word out a little bit more, and I don't know. A friend of ours said that they caught something on ESPN, a quick, just a blurb. He didn't really get into it. We asked him to watch. I don't know exactly what he caught, because he said it was just so quick. It was my understanding, everybody, all these radio people and news people and everybody was notified. All part of the other side, so they're not gonna help us, obviously.
Right. Well, I gotta go. We're running out of time. I will let one more person get in here if we can do that.
Nice talking to you.
I want to thank you for calling.
All right.
602-333-2174, and this will probably be the last call of the evening. And good evening, you're on the air. Oh, we got a little sweet puppy here. Are you a coward, or do you want to talk to us? Come on, little baby. Say something else. Get your little jollies off. You want me to send somebody over to change your little diaper for you? I'd be happy to do that. See, folks, they're always cowards. 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Raymond calling from New Jersey.
Hello, Raymond.
I was down there as well with a friend, and I was thoroughly disappointed, disgusted to see exactly what had transpired with Valentine and his crew and the miscreants floating around. And I have this one thing to say to America, whoever out there is listening. You're a bunch of cowards. If you have grandchildren and children and anything cooking for the future, you're really a bunch of losers, because you should have been there. Even if nothing else can get done, at least the voice would have been there. We should have had 1 million. Should have had at least 50,000 at least.
Absolutely.
Really disappointed. And I could see it on DV's face. I saw it.
Me too. I tried to get an interview with her on tape, but she was close to tears and running for the bathroom, so I didn't bother her after that.
And I also was just in New York for a 4-day seminar on sovereignty and what said state citizenship is. And the poor gal that ran that, she was in tears herself, because she expected a greater crowd, but it wasn't there. There aren't that many people out here that are willing to sacrifice, and I mean sacrifice.
That's okay. They'll be the ones crying, and they'll look to us to give them our shoulders to lean on and tell them what went wrong and dry their tears and try to help them out of the gutter and into some kind of a life in the New World Order. And we'll probably do it, just like we always have.
Well, and there's pity the children, the innocent children that are going to suffer. This is the same stuff that happened in Germany. All of these marvelous German fighter aces that fought for the Fuhrer. They should have all been shot down, or should have been fighting for us. That's the same nonsense.
Absolutely.
Over and over and over again.
Yep, and we're going to have a woman who was a young German teenager during those years, and she's right now she's preparing herself to come on this show and tell us what it was like in Germany right before World War II. And you people out there are going to be shocked by what you're going to hear, because she's going to describe to you the United States of America today.
Thank you. Absolutely thank you. And also, I left a note on your unit quite a while ago about global perspectives and education of the program that you had on about a congressman that had died mysteriously.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be in touch with the lady who had that program. I was formerly an art director for them. Scared the hell out of me.
Okay. Well, give me a call. Leave your number at 602-333-5174. 602-333-5174, and I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Folks, that just about does it. Stay tuned. Tomorrow night, the night after, we're going to bring you some of the guys who in Kaji who are going through administering the Master Mason's handshake and seeing just exactly who returned it. And it's never an accident when it's returned, because it's not a normal handshake. Nobody does this accidentally. And you're going to be surprised at what you're going to hear. You're also going to hear some of the interviews from Project 93. And we're getting some Bo Greitz tapes. And don't forget, $500 for anybody who sends me an audio or videotape where Greitz in his own voice says if he's a Mason or a Freemason or any of the combination of those things. Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you.
Let your baby shoot. You got it. And go. Thank you.